5 p.m.
Time for more news.
Good afternoon, this is your RTL Today News, Sports and Weather. I'm John Baker. Major changes to bus timetables are set to begin this month, with a particular focus on enhancing services in southern Luxembourg. Initial adjustments will take effect from the 14th of December, although the most significant revisions will be implemented in the south from the 4th of January, with aims to address connectivity gaps identified by an analysis that began in 2021, which highlighted that the south and its broader border region were insufficiently covered. The Council of State gave no formal objections to the government's proposed changes to Sunday working rules, clearing the way for a parliamentary vote on a reform that would allow small retailers, that's those companies with less than 30 employees, to extend Sunday working to 8 hours, and permit larger companies to negotiate collective agreements. This threshold would cover around 90% of retail business and 35% of workers in the sector. Luxembourg has launched its own competitive circus festival, modelled on the prestigious Monte Carlo event, in a bid to join the international circuit. The Monte Carlo International Circus Festival is widely considered the Olympics of the circus world, and while Luxembourg's version is some way off that stature, the new festival held in the Big Top on the Glacis represents a significant step forward. International news now, and former Spanish King Juan Carlos's memoirs have just been released in Spain, with the publication's warm words for the late dictator Franco stirring debate over the former monarch's legacy. It has been one of the most awaited books for some time, and there were dozens of pre-orders. In the book, the 87-year-old former monarch reflects on well-known moments from Spain's history, as well as his extramarital affairs and financial scandals. Prime Minister Luke Frieden has expressed scepticism regarding the outcome of high-level talks between the United States and Russia on Ukraine, stating that they produced no substantive breakthrough. The negotiating delegations met in Moscow for 5 hours yesterday evening without agreeing on fundamental points for a peace path. Frieden noted that Russia continues to insist on territorial claims in the Ukraine, which he described as completely unacceptable to both Ukraine and the European Union. Sports now, and a major European study has found that the physical fitness of children and adolescents, particularly their endurance, has not recovered to pre-pandemic levels even after the end of COVID-19 restrictions. While sprinting speed rebounded relatively quickly after the reopening of schools and sports facilities, endurance levels have remained persistently low. The data shows that deficit is especially pronounced among girls of all ages and adolescents in general between 13 and 19. And finally, the draw for the 2027 Men's Rugby World Cup has just been made, and hosts Australia face a huge group clash with New Zealand, as current holders South Africa have been pitted with Italy in the draw in Sydney today. Razzie Erasmus's all-conquering side are favourites to win a third straight title after an exceptional 2025. For more on these stories and for all the latest news, head to rtltoday.lu. Weather now, and it has been grey and overcast with a fine drizzle pretty much all day. It looks like the covered sky will continue, although staying mainly dry into the night. It's currently around 6 degrees, and the needle will stay there until late evening, when it will drop slightly.